was your first kid. Round 2 years later, it's time to leave show biz. Gets a divorce, now he's single again. Time to start.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. We have Dr. Jennifer Weberman for another segment. And she is a psychologist and parent coach with lots of experience. And you can find out more about her by just going to theparentingplayground.com. Welcome to another segment, Dr. Weberman.
Oh, thank you for having me twice. This is such a cool day.
Well, it's very cool for me and for my listeners. So tonight at Dad Chat, we're talking about that eternal struggle and dilemma that everybody seems to face about work life, or like I like to call it, work-family balance. And I think it's going to be a very good discussion. A very interesting host from Kenya that is joining us live at Dad Chat tonight, who's a father of three kids. And this is a topic that he writes about and speaks about. So obviously you must deal with this in your practice, and you're now going to be dealing with it even more in your own home as you deal with your work, your husband's work, and a new baby in a few weeks. So what are your thoughts on this subject?
You know, I have been able to master, or at least work on considerably, work-life balance. But with the baby on its way, I think my whole world is about to be rocked, and it's about to become imbalanced again, and I'm going to be starting from scratch on this. So, you know, I definitely have opinions and insights, but I can't say I have all the magical answers, because it's not something that I've been able to achieve yet. It's my next goal. I think just because there are so many stay-at-home parents that listen to your show, not restricting the definition of work to job-related tasks, but thinking of it as anything that you're responsible for, whether it's tied to your income or not, and then balancing that with your family is sort of, you know, where the struggle is. Most of what I see from other families, which helps me prepare as I get closer to my due date, is that the day is filled with a lot of have-tos. So you've got your job that you go to, or you've got, you know, whatever you have responsible for at home, and then the kids get home from school, and then there's getting homework done. And that's usually tension-filled. And then there's after-school commitments. You're driving around, going here, going there, packing up equipment, et cetera. Then there's getting dinner ready, and then after dinner, getting ready for the next day, packing lunches, and then getting the kids ready for bed. And it's all very rushed, and it seems very stressful and very pressured. And then after that, mom and dad are either wrapping up their to-do list at the end of the night, or they're kind of just crashing and zoning out in front of the TV before they go to bed and do it all over again the next day. And what seems to be missing for me, looking on the outside, is time to have meaningful connection and being fully present with each other. So it's not about we don't see each other. It's about even when we're seeing each other, we're not really connecting. We're just getting things done and rushing through, if that makes sense.
I think that makes total sense. And that's why the idea of a date night is, I think, so important to couples, especially those that have children. Not that having children is the reason you should have a date night, but it's often more of a scheduling issue for parents than it is for couples without children. At least, at the very least, you know, schedule some time that you're going to be really focused on one another.
Absolutely, because if you have a date night and the two of you are, let's just say you're in a restaurant and you're across from each other, it's face-to-face connection. It's time to talk. It's time to share, which is what makes people feel connected with each other, is when they're sharing about their day and sharing about their experiences. And it's hard to do that when we're rushing through. And it just feels like even if families have FaceTime, I think for many parents, and I especially hear this from moms, they're thinking in their head about the next thing that needs to be done, or why this needs to be done fast so that you can get to the next thing. So even when we're together, we're not really there with each other. We're just sort of rushing through, and that's where there's no balance.
Historically, that has been my biggest problem in life, is not being present in the moment, whatever it is. Obviously, the bad things going on in my life, I might want to escape by thinking about other things. But even when I'm having a wonderful time, sometimes I am going to exactly what I have to do later, what's tomorrow, what I'm worried about, what I'm happy about, instead of just enjoying the time. And God, that's a big problem.
Absolutely. And I think that's where the balance can be achieved. I mean, there's so many ways to achieve balance, but that's one of many ways, is that it's not just about more time, but it's about when you are with your family to try to be fully present. For example, bath time. You know, you can see bath time as something that needs to get done to get the kids to bed, or it can just be an opportunity to sit on the floor in the bathroom, let them play in the tub for a few extra minutes and connect, or mealtime, or time in the car when you're driving to and fro to just catch up with each other and just take the opportunity to tune in, I think is one of those things that when I look ahead to the family I'm about to create, I want to try to be so mindful of that. I don't know how successful I'm going to be, but that's something I really want to achieve.
Well, at least you have it in the forefront of your mind, and that makes it a better chance to succeed. Do you have a list for us on this by any chance?
Well, there's two other points that I, in looking ahead, I want to make sure that I also keep in mind to maintain that balance. The other one is to not overschedule my family. I see a lot of families, especially in this community, kids seem to be on like the fast track to Harvard by the time they're in elementary school. And there's a lot of really intensive after-school activities planned, and there's a lot of really intensive homework projects that they're doing. And it just seems like everyone's sort of exhausted by the end of the day, and there's no room for things like free play or just taking your time when you're doing something or preparing balanced meals or all of that stuff. So I think in my mind, I'm remembering not to overschedule.
Excellent, excellent. And I think kids are so overscheduled these days that that whole idea of free play or just time to have their imagination go wild is so limited that they're learning to live life in bursts and tweets and Instagrams and Vines and just these tiny, tiny little bits of communication that are not relationships.
They're not, and you're seeing so many young kids who have stress levels of middle-aged adults because they
Unheard of in the past.
Because they're not equipped to handle the kinds of pressures that they're putting on them. And some of these kids, it's not the parents, but some of these kids are pursuing these because, you know, whatever personality they have, they want to be really involved, they want to be really active, but that's when they need our guidance, too, to help them work on balance. So that, you know, because free play is not just recreational. Free play is developmental. It's really healthy for the development of the imagination, for problem-solving skills. It's not just, oh, that's fun and we'll do it if there's extra time. It's actually really necessary in the development of children's brains.
I agree totally. And I think this overscheduling thing is a gigantic issue, which is why work-life balance is such a contemporary topic that everyone talks about. I think it's actually going to be very interesting tonight. I suspect we'll have a big turnout at Dad Chat tonight for this topic, even though I'm not giving away a GoPro camera this week. So
yes. We are nearly out of time.
We had actually a huge turnout last week when GoPro sponsored Dad Chat, and hopefully they're going to come back. They seem to indicate they will, and I have some really interesting ideas of what we could do with GoPro in the future. Just for what it's worth, a GoPro camera is, in my opinion, a fabulous video camera for family video. People don't often think of it that way, but it is so small and easy to use that it's more accessible and therefore might actually get used more. So have you already begun your as far as how you're going to video and capture every single moment of your baby's and child's life?
We have, in fact, you may not believe this, but I'm probably one of the last people on the planet to get a smartphone. I still have a non-smartphone, and I've resisted and resisted because I didn't want one. But when I think about the baby coming and how easy it's going to be to take pictures of her and little videos, and of course put them on Facebook like every other parent on the planet, I think I need to have that. But we have regular cameras, and we have video cameras and all that stuff already.
Get yourself a smartphone. Really, seriously.
I know.
Yes, you have to. You need it. I'll help you with it. We're out of time. Please remind our listeners where they can find you, please.
Certainly. I blog at theparentingplayground.com, and we have a Facebook page with the same name. On Twitter, it's dr_Weberman. I'm almost always at Dad Chat on Thursday night. And the new website for my private practice is transformationstherapycenter.com.
Thank you so much for doing double duty today. Give my best to Jason, and I hope your third trimester improves as far as your comfort level. I know the baby's doing well, and that's ultimately all you care about, but I'd like you to feel better too.
Me too. Thank you so much.
All right, stay tuned, everybody, for some closing remarks very soon.